Hey go hey, and welcome to another episode of That Real Housewives Roundup with me, Invincibly. Let's go on a journey as we discuss the latest antics of the Real Housewives we love, love, love. Today we're discussing the sixth episode of the Real Housewives of Dubai. The pressure is on for Caroline and Sergio since their two-day wedding affair is only 1 week away. While Brooks is getting ready to send her son to boarding school, her parenting is being questioned by her close friends. Brooks loses it when Sarah spoke up about her observation, leaving her guests stunned. Let's discuss all this and more, starting now on That Real Housewives Roundup.
Her husband gets his sucked in the ground. I know the boys who did it.
Because I'm going to curse you out in front of everybody and embarrass you. Shut up.
No, I don't need to speak to you. Shut up. Like, honestly, stop, guys. Stop.
Don't talk about me and my kid. You're not cute and it's not funny. Don't be cute. She's unaffectionate.
Did
you go
say
through
you
it?
You're unaffectionate.
Shut up.
Hey coincidences, I hope you're good and ready, cause here we go again, back with an episode filled with mess, and we have Caroline Brooks to thank for that. Brooks came through, y'all. In this episode, she worked for her screen time, and she got it too. We open this episode at Aura Living, an exclusive furniture store here in Dubai, where Brooks is now running around looking to refurnish one of her alleged multiple homes. Apparently, girl needs a change. It's quite a task. But she enlisted the help of her son Adam and the uber-fabulous Ayan, her frenemy, to help her choose some designer furniture pieces. Girl, the show just started, and already we're treated with a gift that is Ayan, decked out in yellow from head to toe. Queen Ayan knows yellow is a color, so she went overboard with it. Girl, it was a fitted yellow evening gown, complete with a slit running high up her limbs, with a bedazzled yellow headdress, bedazzled yellow elbow gloves, and if that ain't enough yellow, she showed out with a yellow wig too. Too much. Too much! While shopping around, Brooks sent her son Adam to pick out some furniture pieces, since his opinion counts. Her and Ayan then continue to have a conversation about parenting, and Brooks tells that Adam is her absolute life, and Brooks feels that being a mother to Adam is what gives her purpose, and she strives to raise Adam to wear the same values that her mother raised her with. Because as per her, she turned out great. Child, but more on that later. Brooks also took the time to invite Ayan to a pool day that she's hosting over at Cove Beach, since two of her besties from Boston are in town. She invited all the girls too, and Ayan lets her know immediately that she ain't getting in no water, cause her hair is expensive, her creams are expensive, child, everything Ayan is just expensive. There can only be one Ayan. Across town, we're at the Raffles Hotel where Caroline secured a 4-bedroom penthouse for her and Sergio's family to stay at, since the long-awaited wedding is now only 1 week away. Girl, the pressure is on. Caroline's parents arrive and they get to step into the uber-luxurious suite, complete with butler, spa and all the bells and whistles that you would expect from a Stanbury. Only the best? Even though her father immediately asked her if this was the best that she could do. Caroline explains in a confessional that since she's been living in Dubai, she only gets to see her parents like once a year, and they've never had a close and cuddly relationship, which is weird since she chose Sergio to get married to, and he just wants to cuddle up to girl all day and every day. We also learned that one of Caroline's many jobs as a 50-year-old influencer is that she is the global ambassador for Raffles Hotels. So she needs to post about the hotels, show the amenities, how amazing the properties are, the works. Now that right there is a dream job if you ask me. I ain't mad, Caroline. After everyone got settled, Caroline and Sergio got a minute to unwind in their bedroom. Unpacking, prepping, checking on the wedding rings, and of course, the wedding night attire that Caroline got to treat Sergio with, and that immediately got Sergio's attention. Mr. said he can't wait for no wedding night. He wants his tiki-tiki now.
Get it ready, right now.
You like to have like a tiki-tiki night? Baby, I'm such a word like that. I cannot beg for tiki-tiki every night. Yeah, that'd be great.
Sergio's 27. He needs a lot of sex. He wakes up with
tiki-tiki
on his mind. He goes to sleep with
tiki-tiki
on his mind. He goes to lunch with
tiki-tiki
on his mind. So let me just put it this way. The flagpole is never at half mast.
Y'all, tiki-tiki like, what the fuck? Caroline had to pump the brakes. Because their parents are under the same roof of that palatial palace, and Sergio didn't see any reason. That's what you get for getting with a 27-year-old, no rest for the wicked. But get your life, Caroline. Get it. We are now at Nina's apartment building at the address Skyview, and she's hosting a high tea outside by the pool, on a rare windy day out in downtown Dubai. First to arrive for the tea party is Lisa, then Caroline, and our girl Ariane waltz in, decked out in a red over-the-top feather dress. Feathers in the wind. Now what else is going on? Girl, I was quite surprised to see this pairing of ladies all together around one table. Apparently Nina invited these ladies to clear the air and all tension that they might have towards one another. Nina says she's tired of these bitches fighting. Her words, not mine. It's all pleasantries, and Nina asks Caroline about the issue of the seating arrangement at Sergio's wedding. After Caroline was so unhinged at Ayan's birthday party the night before, where she admitted that she didn't want to get married. As per her, she and Sergio finally came to a resolution. She will only be sitting with the parents at one of the two nights of the wedding. You see? Compromise, girl. It's not that hard. To lift the spirits, we hear a little tale from Ayan of her own wedding with Chris. After she ran away from a wedding with a cousin, she and Chris got married in Brazil, and it was quick and an instant affair. Done. Ayan then decided to gently bring up the convo of Caroline's statement at Bijan's birthday bash, where she didn't appreciate Caroline's comments of grouping Ayan and Lisa together. Yes, they are very good friends, but they can operate on their own. Caroline jumps in and states that she felt that Lisa attacked her and that Lisa was aggressive towards her, a statement that Lisa did not appreciate. Girl, that Lisa's face was so pulled by that high bun. Those big eyes and lashes worked overtime to show expressions from her. They do the usual back and forth, but eventually Caroline admits that she was defensive, had a little too much to drink on an empty stomach, misread the situation, and made the comment about Sergio's D, which she is very sorry for. Now Lisa, I know you've been looking for something to hold on to with Caroline. She just squashed it, so I hope you can move on to something new to reach for. Cause girl, I'm tired. Caroline threw that LVP line of having British humor, but alas, Lisa accepted her apology. The world can breathe again. And at that point, it did. As the wind picked up and blew shit over. Bitch, that was an omen. How long will this peace last? Right. We are now venturing out of town to Ras Al Khaimah, the northernmost emirate in the country, for the Global Gift Gala, which is being hosted by Dr. Sara Al Madani. The Global Citizen Forum is a platform to end poverty all around the world, and Sara will be speaking at this gala. For Sara, this will be a way to influence people to live with kindness and compassion. Girl feels she's living her purpose. Sara invited Ayan to the event, and yes, of course Ayan showed up and showed out once again. Decked out in gold from head to toe. Girl, I just don't know what that makeup artist at the event did to Ayan's face, cause girl came out gold, looking like an Oscar.
You know, Habibi, assalamu alaikum.
Habibi, shwada.
Shwada, assalamu alaikum, you know. A bit Muslim here.
She has
a little
to
bit
surprise
hair.
Me.
Hair in the back, you know.
Ayan and Sarah had some time to kiki while getting glam for the event, and Ayan continues to tell Sarah of the remote therapy session that she had after two glasses of wine with a therapist from LA. Apparently, this was like a state of mind kind of therapy, and child, I don't know, but all I know is that this therapist told Ayan to imagine a garden and to water it every day. Here goes Ayan. Girl took it literal, and now she's out here watering her fake plants every morning. A mess. Shame. Ayan couldn't even let the humor plane land before Sarah jumped in with her preaching about being kind, being better and not bitter, and all those therapy stuff. At some point, Ayan zoned out, cause the influencing just became too much, and Ayan feels like Sarah is implying that Ayan is not kind. Ayan also feels that Sarah thinks that she's all that, walking around with top energy that everyone craves. But you have to remember how Sarah met Ayan at Nina's full moon rooftop dinner, where Ayan became unglued, you know, first impressions. I think the intention was there from Sarah, but the delivery was condescending and a bit preachy and judgmental. But it all ended well. Ayan and Chris continue to support and celebrate Sarah at the Global Gift Gala, where Sarah gave a great speech. She is a force. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of That Real Housewives Roundup. Join me each week as we discuss the latest antics of the housewives we love, the Roundup reviews, and my personal favorite, the Leanne Rimes. Go on, subscribe to this podcast and engage with me on all socials at Real Housewives Roundup. Don't be tardy for this podcast party. Now, back to the show. We're back as we're making our way over to Cove Beach for a pool party hosted by Caroline Brooks. Girl is out here in a flowy caftan a la Kyle Richards, excitedly hosting the party since her childhood friends Brian and Adam are in town from Boston. Brian and Brooks have a very close relationship. He even cut the umbilical cord when Brooks' son was born. Girl, I have questions to why Brooks' son's father wasn't there to do it. I hope we get answers. Nina arrives, decked out in Dior, then Lisa, looking like a mermaid with her beach wave hair. The ladies get to meet Brian and Adam, and we get to find out that Brian and Adam have been a little hesitant to visit Dubai due to the strict LGBTQ laws in the country and all the misconceptions surrounding it. We then get to see a cool montage of all the girls bringing up the issue of being a fruit on the LGBTQ tree, and Caroline explains that there's so many misconceptions of how gay people are living and being treated in Dubai. Ayan mentions that 95% of her friends are queer, but the best thing in Dubai is that Dubai moves forward. We're in 2022, child. At that point, Nina orders a piña colada and states that she likes it to be a little thick. And girl, then Brian is like, who doesn't? On point.
Nina's gonna have a piña colada if you have.
Nice and thick, please. I like it thick.
Who doesn't?
Ayan, Caroline, and Sergio is now in attendance too. And Ayan took the time to check in with Lisa and tells Lisa about her date with Sarah at the Global Gift Gala. Y'all, Ayan was not impressed with Sarah, as she continues to tell Lisa of the way that Sarah made her feel. Apparently, Sarah implied that Ayan is not a kind person. This conversation between Ayan and Lisa was all over the place. But I must say, Lisa did an amazing job at translating Ayan's thoughts to us. It was the purest form of friendship, yet so hilarious. Lisa feels like Sarah was not real or genuine. She was being judgmental. While Ayan is still venting, Nina tells Caroline about her father that is battling the vid and has been admitted into hospital. Apparently, girl hasn't been sleeping. She is worried sick since she's so far away from her family. She's literally on the other side of the world, and it is not so easy to pack up and leave to be by her father's side. Girl, and just when we needed a pick-me-upper, Ayan came through once again, blessing our screens with the gifts of her besties, William and Noor, that also came to join in the poolside fun. Kudos to you, Ayan. I mean, she delivers week after week, from the fashions to the confessionals, to the gifts, to the reads, and now even the eye candy to lighten the mood. She's putting in the work. Since Ayan's hot friends arrive, the girls are now showing out since there's finally more men than Sergio. But girl, speaking of, I don't know if Sergio felt the competition from Noor, but before we knew, his top was off and in the pool he went, showing off every bit of his toned and tanned body. He's the only one in the pool too. At that point, I lived through Caroline. Girl is just living her best life, laying poolside, cocktail in tow. My kind of girl. While laying poolside, Caroline and Brooks have a conversation of Brooks wanting to send her son Adam to boarding school. She's been wanting to do it for a while now, but finally he got in at some school abroad. Well, Brooks definitely spoke to the right person about it, because just last week Caroline told us of her trauma of being sent to boarding school from the age of 6 right through to 18. So she's the best one to get sound advice from. It seems like Brooks's mind is set on sending Adam, because to her, it's like sending him to overnight camp. Caroline didn't like that statement, but stated that she can't tell Brooks how to parent, but that she needs to prepare Adam for it, since Adam doesn't even know that he's being shipped away soon. In another cozy corner, Nina, Ayan and Lisa enjoys a moment to chit-chat about the children's birthday party that Nina hosted the previous day, where Ayan was enjoying the trampolines, jumping up and down in couture, of course. At that point, Nina tried it by saying that Ayan looked like Big Bird on the trampoline, and in true queen behavior, Ayan took that shade and turned it into a compliment of her own, stating that she's black, so yellow looks good on her. Period. Dot. At that point, Ayan wanted to take things further by telling Nina that when Ayan had issues with Caroline, Nina was never there for her or had her back. But we all know that Nina is up Caroline's ass. Anyway, Ayan continues by saying that they need to work through it, cause she can feel the vibe between them is off. And at that point, Nina had it. She just couldn't hold it in anymore and explained to Ayan that this vibe or energy that she's carrying around is this of a tired, emotional and concerned person since her father is unwell. Nina just broke down and, not to be insensitive or anything, but this is the most that we saw from Nina. It's about time she gave us something. Girl, the mess continues when the ladies on the other side of the pool saw Nina crying. Yes, Brooks, summoning Sergio to go and eavesdrop on them and to report back with a full report. And Caroline, whew, Caroline, that one immediately told him to stick up for Nina if sides need to be chosen. Whatever the case, a mess. Poor man went over to console her, and I have to say, through all the mess, the ladies really enjoy playing with Sergio. But that's all fun and games until he scores that first seat next to Andy at the reunion. Watch out! As Sergio's wedding is getting closer, we go over to Clap Restaurant for sushi with Caroline, her daughter Yasmin and her father. They talk about how the time has come for Caroline and Sergio to finally wed in front of their families, since it's not a union that everyone has been excited for. We hear how Sergio's parents offered him a lump sum of money to break off the relationship with Caroline, but Caroline feels that they need to thank her, cause she's doing them a favor by bringing him up and keeping him out of trouble. That's a great way of looking at this situation. Caroline's dad, tells that he had a similar experience when he wanted to marry a woman with two kids that was 4 years older than him. His parents gave him an ultimatum and wanted him to leave the family business if he went abroad. Thankfully, he didn't, and the rest is history. From one dinner to the next, we're over at one of Brooks's multiple homes, where she is hosting a dinner for her Boston friends, Brian and Adam. This time they get to meet Sarah, who is joining them since she couldn't be at the pool party.
Sarah?
Yes, madam?
Can you get me a glass so I can have a bottle of wine, please?
Okay, madam. Madam, what should I prepare for you?
My friend Sarah's coming over, not you.
Sarah, should we put the vegetable platter into something glass?
I think so.
Sarah?
Yes, madam?
Girl, Sarah the domestic and nanny had her work cut out for her as her madam kept on piling instructions onto her. Since she had to make a grand impression on Brian, Adam and Sarah, no please, no thank you. Next thing, Brooks is showing her friends around her home, which is decked out from corner to corner with pictures of her. Now, I don't mean to be shady, but this right here screams short-term rental home that got dressed up just for filming. I mean, come on. You can't expect much from a grown woman with colored contacts. Brooks' son Adam joins them for a bite at the dinner table too, and Brooks is just being an overbearing mother. Bitch, she had the nerve to ask Adam if she could cut up some chicken for him, and next thing she called the domestic helper Sarah to cut the chicken up and take it to him, like it's too much effort for her. Not long after, she criticizes the poor boy's eating habits in front of her guests, before dismissing him and sending him off to his bedroom. And of course, the nanny had to go and tuck him in. That right there made a whole lot of sense why she's sending Adam to boarding school. Oh, the looks on everyone's faces at that table. Sarah gave Brooks the side eye. She weren't here for this mess. Sarah then embraced Adam, almost like she's trying to give Adam extra affection since he ain't getting it from his mama. Brooks continued to make conversation and asked Sarah's opinion on boarding school, in which she replied that boarding school is for parents that doesn't have time for their kids. Brooks then explained her reasons for wanting to send Adam away, which is to excel academically. Sarah stepped in and politely asked if she can give her 5 cents as an outsider looking into the situation, and says that she does not want to intrude, and Brooks says yes and allows her to speak. Sarah prefaced it nicely and gently continues to say that Brooks should make an effort to be closer to Adam, since kids only need love, care and attention. Not long, the whole table is now discussing Brooks' parenting, and at this point, Brooks is seeing red. Girl, it was like we could see the steam coming from Brooks' ears.
I don't like when people interfere in my culture, when people interfere in how I raise my child, because I would never do that to them.
Why don't you break that generational cycle?
I liked how I turned out because of her.
You're bleeding on people who didn't cut you.
Girl, Brian makes the mistake to tell Brooks to hang around Sarah more, since Sarah seems like a good influence on Brooks, and girl lashes out at him.
I think hanging around Sarah will be really
Brian, shut the up. Honestly, no, you're getting on my nerves at this point. You're being stupid.
No need to fight.
No, because he actually thinks he's being funny.
I'm not being funny.
Stop, because I'm going to cuss you out in front of everybody and embarrass you. Shut
no,
up.
No, no need to speak to you. Shut up. Like,
honestly, stop, guys. Stop. Don't talk about me and my kid. You're not cute and it's not funny. Don't be cute. She's not affectionate. Did you go through it?
You weren't affectionate.
Shut up. There's a line that you don't cross. You're not a parent. I raised that child. My kid that came out of my vagina. All of what you see, I achieved that on my own because you know how hard I
Why you're getting crazy?
No, because don't come into my house and talk about my parenting. He should know better. He's my friend
exactly.
From childhood.
So treat me with respect.
No, no, you treat me with respect in my own house.
Okay.
What we're not gonna do, not you, not you, not you, not nobody, is ever gonna talk to me about how I raised my kid.
Y'all, at this point, everybody is stunned. Like, no appetite, just done. Brooks is a hot-ass mess, screaming at the guests who was clearly uncomfortable to still be sitting at that table with this lady acting like a wicked witch. She's clearly been triggered. Triggered because Sarah is speaking facts. Finally, Brooks let all of them know that no one, not Brian, not Adam, not Sarah, will tell her how to raise her kid. Noted. Next week, the mess continues with Brooks telling Lisa about what Sarah said about her parenting. It's about to reach a whole new level. But y'all, Caroline and Sergio are finally getting married with an all-white affair out in the desert. But Miss Ayan made a huge faux pas by showing up in a lace wedding dress. Child, the drama. I can't wait to see this unfold. But let's go ahead and end things right here with a Leanne rhyme. Hit it. This week, Ayan continued to give us top-tier looks. From crystals to feathers, thankfully none from Caroline Brooks. Ayan came ready with the funny, the shade, William and Noor, which gave Sergio competition at the pool, that's for damn sure. While one Caroline wants to ship a kid off to boarding school, the other Caroline is days away from locking her key down, she rules. With only a few days to the desert wedding, Kiki, the Stanburys are ready to make things official. Finally, yippee! Even though Sergio is still out here, begging for his tiki-tiki. Bye, bitch!